Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Thank you for calling and joining in on Crown Talking Drums Radio with the Holy Spirit and me. Hallelujah. Once again, or maybe a first-time caller, hallelujah, putting this early Sunday morning time into your schedule. Hallelujah. We know this is the first Sunday of October. Hallelujah. I just can't thank you enough for joining in. And as we're talking about Jesus Christ, the anointed one, hallelujah, he is so worthy to be praised. This is for such a time as this ministry, the broadcast hour. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, evangelist and teacher of God's truth. Hallelujah. His living word that brings the very life, Zoe, of himself. I just thank God for this opportunity. Hallelujah. If there ever was, hallelujah, can't praise him enough. I can't apologize for giving him praise. But if there was ever a time for godly encouragement through the word of God, hallelujah, and a time for fervent prayer in this world today, that time is now. Hallelujah. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, not just to you, but to me today as well. Hallelujah. I bid you shalom, peace. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you. Let us go into a word of prayer this morning. Father, we just come before you to say thank you. Hallelujah. We surrender my will. I do, God, my will and our will to yours today, Father. We just thank you for waking us up. Hallelujah. And we're clothed in our right mind. Hallelujah. We have the activities of our limbs. We don't take that for granted. I know I don't. God, thank you, Lord God, for my mind being stayed on you and you keeping me in perfect peace. Hallelujah, at all times. Father, as we get ready to share with your people, God, hallelujah, all of you, none of me, God, we just thank you for direction, Holy Spirit, and continue to allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. Oh, God, you are my strength. Hallelujah. You are my redeemer, and I just thank you for this time. Hallelujah. Saints of God and people of God, we just thank God this morning, hallelujah, for his word. Yes, his word is that lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our pathway. Hallelujah. It illuminates the way, gives us the direction that we need to stay on this straight and narrow path. We know broad is the way that leads to destruction. Hallelujah. But we don't want to be led to destruction. We want to be led continuously on this journey into everlasting life. And I thank God this morning. His word, hallelujah, is what does that for his people. Hallelujah. And if you're on here and you don't know him, hallelujah, I'm going to give you a chance to learn a little bit about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word he gave me today was character. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Character. When you think of that word, I'm not sure what you might think of, but character, hallelujah, is the seat of our inner being. Hallelujah. It's who we are. It's part of how we're made and how God has designed us. It's our character, but our character is important to him because as people of God, we represent him, and he wants us to represent him well. We don't just get saved and say, okay, I accepted Christ, and that's it. No, he wants our character to be built, amen, to be built up in him, the very seed of our being, our inner being. And I just thank him, even from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, God spoke after he created all of creation. He spoke the very word, let us, hallelujah, make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Who is the let us? Who is the us? Who was doing this creation? We know it was God the Father, the Holy Spirit, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They were right there together. Hallelujah. When the word was spoke, when the world was spoken into existence. And I just thank God for that this morning. That even at the beginning of time, hallelujah, he wants to make us in his image, because the word character, hallelujah, that's exactly what it means. Hallelujah. It is the image, the very imprint, hallelujah, of God. So if God at the very beginning spoke, hallelujah, that he wanted to make man in his image, have his imprint, to be after his likeness, like him, hallelujah, and give us the dominion and the authority that he has given us on this earth, that hasn't changed. God's plan, hallelujah, has not changed. We're in the 10th month, hallelujah. You know, I'm a numbers person. If you've listened to any of the recorded broadcasts or been on any of the broadcasts prior, numbers always come out from time to time, because we're in the 10th month, and that the number 10 means divine order and law. Hallelujah. We're in the month of God bringing even the more of his divine order. Hallelujah. And where does that all start? Hallelujah. He wants to deal with us on our personal, on a personal level, as we're with him. We have personal relationships with him. Hallelujah. So he wants our character to be built, hallelujah, up in him. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's about him. Hallelujah. Making us, creating us, shaping us, molding us to be more like him. And guess what? None of us are perfect. There was only one perfect one, and that was Jesus Christ. He came to be that perfect example. He was God in the flesh. To God be the glory. And we see his example all throughout scripture. Hallelujah. He was spoke about in the Old Testament, and then he was manifested in the New Testament. To God be the glory. And then his life was that example that we can pattern after. See the image of God through Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus left, guess what? He gave the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to lead us, to guide us. He's on the inside of us, indwelling us, giving us the ability to bring order, divine order, hallelujah, in our lives. And that is a blessing all by itself. Well, you may ask me, how do we do that? I'm glad you asked the question. Hallelujah. Because our character is our very inner being, the very image, our inward part, the real us. It's part of who we are, our makeup, who God made us. And sometimes we're not perfect, as I stated. We all have flaws. We have character flaws. Hallelujah. I don't care how long you've been born again. It doesn't matter. You could have been born again over 30, 40 years. That doesn't matter. You still have flaws. I've been saved for a long time. But guess what? I'm not perfect. I still have character flaws, but I want God to, hallelujah, mold me and shape me to be more like him. We're always growing. None of us have arrived. Hallelujah. If you think you have, you better look back in the mirror. Because God even said the very secret things, hallelujah, some things that we know secretly that we might be dealing with, he reveals those things to us. He shows us over and over. There's some areas where you may think you okay. I know if he dealt with me this way, and then he showed, wait a minute, that's a flaw there. You got to get that together. The Holy Spirit helps us. We can't ignore when God turns on the light bulb, because guess what? When he deals with us one-on-one in our personal relationship with him, and he shows us a flaw, if we don't deal with that thing, it will be openly exposed. We saw it throughout the scriptures. We saw it in the as God was building character in what did David deal with? Hallelujah. We know David dealt with lust. What did Saul deal with? He had an independent spirit. He just thought it was Saul thought he had it going on. Come on. What did Solomon deal with? Pride. We can think about it. We got some flaws in us, and God's going to show it. He will allow situations and circumstances to come in our lives, trials, temptations. We're going to have them. It's inevitable. When we walk this journey, we don't accept him and it's just a, oh, huh, oh, hallelujah, yeah. It's We're going to go through some tests. We're going to go through some trials, but God is with us every step of the way. Hallelujah. And guess what he's doing? He's building character because we have flaws. He's building up our character. And I just love him. I thank him, hallelujah, for building my character. And I'm quite sure you do too. He knows what he needs to do to squeeze those bumps out of us, to get those certain things erased out of us, hallelujah, that don't belong there. Amen. Because he's doing that work in us, hallelujah. He at the beginning, as he said, let us make man, hallelujah, in our likeness, in our image, and after our likeness, hallelujah. He wants us to grow up in him, hallelujah. We are human beings. What does that mean? We have a fallen nature. As long as we're in this flesh, our flesh will never get saved. What gets saved then? I'm glad you asked. Our spirit man, our inner spirit, the real us. Hallelujah. Just like when Jesus comes back, we're going to see him as he is. We're going to be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. We're going to have that spirit body, that spirit being. Hallelujah. The real us. This flesh and this blood, it's not going to enter into heaven. And I'm glad. Hallelujah. Because this flesh is a mess. My God. That's why we have to buffet ourselves, as Paul talked about, daily. Hallelujah. We have to put this flesh under subjection. Hallelujah. Daily. Because we are made, hallelujah, into a fallen nature. We are human beings. Amen. And I just thank God this morning that he helps us through the help of the Holy Spirit and from the Word of God to build our character. Hallelujah. And subdue our flesh, hallelujah. That flesh is the old man, hallelujah. The carnal man, hallelujah. Yes, sometimes we make decisions based on our own way of thinking, our carnal thoughts. But when we get the mind of Christ, hallelujah. Paul even instructs us, yes, have the mind of Christ to instruct you. How are we going to get the mind of Christ? I'm glad you asked that question too. In the Word of God. We have to renew our mind through God's word. Hallelujah. We have to be renewed. Ephesians tells us. I'm going to turn there right quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word. Let me go there right quick. Normally, I have my scriptures marked and what he has me to jot down, and then I can just kind of flip on it, but I didn't have it marked or bookmarked. But I'm going to read the scripture here, Ephesians 4, 23, hallelujah. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So, and I'm going to go a little further. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Wherefore, putting away lying speech, speak every man's truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. So here we are. We have to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. We have to put on. That's a like a garment. We have to do this. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. God is he's not going to force us to do anything. This is an act of our own will to come subject to the will of God. Amen. And coming subject to the will of God, that's an act of our own decision making. We have to put on the new man. Hallelujah. God who's created, hallelujah, in righteousness and true holiness. He said, be ye holy, for he's holy. The only way we're going to get holy and live a holy lifestyle is not about how you look on the outside. God is doing a work on the inside. Hallelujah. It's not about dressing a certain way. Hallelujah. It's about what's in your inner man, your heart of hearts. Hallelujah. We know our natural heart is that pump. The heart is about as big as each person's fist. If you ball your fist up, that's how big your heart. And it's in the center of your chest. The heart, that's the pumping heart. That pumps the blood, hallelujah, throughout your body for your organs to function. Hallelujah. If our heart wasn't functioning, guess what? We'd be dead on this side. Oh, yes. We'd be gone. But the heart of heart, the very seat of our emotions, our inner being, which is where our character is built as well. Hallelujah. That's where God works. He works on us from the inside out. Hallelujah. He's at work changing and building and rearranging us. Hallelujah. Like I say, we all have flaws. We were born with them. We're human. Hallelujah. We were born in iniquity, shaped in sin, or the scripture that talks about that. Amen. That's just part of the nature that we came with. We were born in this world of sin. Hallelujah. Yes. And we see all the wrongdoing. It's all around us. Even the more today, with so much being shown to us through internet and all the different avenues, televisions and all that. Some people don't even have TVs, don't want TVs in their home. But then you can just go out of society and just see so much advertised. Amen. God said it would be that way. He shared that with us. Hallelujah. The negative traits that's going on in society. Hallelujah. The perilous times, he said, they would come. Hallelujah. Men will be lovers of their own selves. He prepared us for this in the last days. And we are in the last of the last days. Hallelujah. There's a whole time period, over hundreds and thousands of years. I was hearing as a little girl, we're in the last days. But I've seen so much more evil be developed. But guess what? As God is building our character, we have dominion. We have authority still. Regardless of what's going on, we are God's kingdom citizens. I cannot remind us enough of who we are. We've been created in his image. Hallelujah. He has a handprint, a stamp of approval on our lives, even with the character flaws that we still know. Some of us know what we're dealing with. Some of us know our flaws. But we have to give them and surrender them to him. Let him work them out of us through the word of the living God. Hallelujah. I know we've been on this journey and this path. There were some things that you used to do some years ago that you don't do anymore. That's part of God building our character, your character, my character. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But we still haven't arrived. We won't arrive until we hear him in his very presence. Say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When you think about character, my mind goes to people that play like I have a granddaughter, and then I have another friend that has a son. They act. You look at movies, you see actors. They're playing a character. They're playing a role. They're imprinting an image on those movies, in those plays, as they're portraying. They're playing a character. Amen. And that character that they're portraying is not the real them. So when we're portraying a character, we want it to be the real us. The character we're portraying is the living God. Amen. And we want to represent him well. Amen. I know I do. I know I do. Hallelujah. In all the flaws or whatever that's going on that he's still working out of me, I still, hallelujah, want to represent him well. I still desire him to build my character. Clean me up, Father. Show me, hallelujah, just as you said in your word you would do. You said you would reveal the secret things. Sometimes those secret things is within ourselves. It's not a secret thing about somebody else. God's working on us individually, one-on-one. Hallelujah. We have one-on-one sessions with him. I hope you do. I know I do. I spend time with him. So I hope you're spending time with him, letting him reveal to you your character flaws. If you don't, he'll allow other people to see him. They'll start telling you. Sometimes they love you so much, they'll tell you secretly. Get it together, brother. Get it together, sister. That's a character flaw. And sometimes you don't want to hear. Hallelujah. I don't want to be how, you know, but those representations in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, they were there for a reason. Think about the woman who had been married five times, the Samaritan woman. My God, she had been with, and the man she was with wasn't even her husband at that point. She had character flaws. But there came that day. With who did she meet? Jesus. Hallelujah. The Savior of the world. She did a 360, 390-degree turn. And went and evangelized her nation, her tribe, where she was from. My God, she said, come see this man. He knew all about my business. He's the Messiah. Oh, my God. When we meet Jesus, he changes us and rearranges us from the inside out. I thank him. I thank him for the change and the rearrange. And guess what? It's not always comfortable either. It don't always feel good. Think about so many that dealt with, in the Old Testament, they dealt with greed. They wanted more power and greed. You think about the king that dealt with that. Gideon, he was one of them. He was greedy. He wanted power. And then think about Lucifer, Satan himself. My God, when you think about him, he was full of pride. And he wanted the very power of God. He wanted to put himself in God's place. That's why he got kicked out. And a third of the angels followed him. They thought he was somebody. That's why we deal with so much demonic activity here now. There's followers of Rome. But then we have God's kingdom citizens that are followers of his goodness. Hallelujah. Of his glory. Hallelujah. As he's building our character, amen, our image, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. That Greek word for character is charazō. I hope I'm saying it right, charazō, hallelujah. That's that indention, that's that image that God is putting in us. He's already stamped us because we've accepted him already. He's given us that stamp of approval. But it's up to us to walk it out, to walk out the character flaws that's in us, hallelujah, that we become more and more like him. Yes, on this earth, while we're on this earth, we're his feet, we're his mouthpieces, we're his hands, hallelujah. And we have to allow him to use all that and whatever resources he's gifted us with, hallelujah, to go forward in him, to do his will with it, hallelujah, not our will. Seeking him for direction. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's what the word does. It's that lamp unto our feet. It's that light unto our pathway. It illuminates all the way around. And gives us direction, but we have to be seeking. We have to seek his direction. We're not a God to our own self. We need God's help through the aid of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Our inner thoughts, our motives, and our attitude is our character. And when we get in a situation or a test or a trial, it really shows what's in us. Sometimes you don't even realize what's in you until you get squeezed a little bit, and you come forth like a sour lemon. That's when you can see. Wait a minute, that's not God. But do you want to change? Or do you want to remain that what you call sourpuss, that lemon? No, you want that love of God to come forth. And when a situation comes up, you're still displaying the love and the character of God. Amen. That's how we know we haven't arrived, but that's how we know we're growing. That's why we have to continue to desire the sincere milk of God's word that we may grow thereby. Some areas in our life, we are still on milk. We can't handle meat in those areas because some areas, look, God is not Lord over our life in those areas. He comes Lord over every area. When you see a flaw within your character and he reveals that secret flaw to you, hallelujah, and you want to get it right, You're allowing him to become Lord over that area. Amen. And it's all a learning process. Every bit of it. When God is building our character, it's a process. It takes time. Some of it is long. For some people, they may be dealing with the same flaw that someone else dealt with. But because God made us different, it takes some of us a little longer to get there. But that's why he gives us those different attributes. You know, we talked about last month was the ninth month, but we kind of ended it out briefly talking about those nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We have that temper, long stuff, all that's in us. It's already there. It's already there. God has already given us everything that we need that pertains to this life that we need on this earth. And godliness, spiritual things, whatever we need, God's already supplied. It's up to us to do our research in the scriptures, throughout the word. Hallelujah. Get in a good Bible study. If you need a good Bible study where the word of God, the truth is coming forth. Hallelujah. Amen. A church where the word of God, hallelujah, is being, hallelujah, is coming forth and being taught. Truth is being taught, and it's not watered down words. When the truth is being taught, you're going to say ouch at times. And you're going to say, thank you, Lord. And you're going to say, amen. Because you know you got to line up. We always need reminders because some things we forgot about, especially those of us who've been saved for a long time. God will always give us reminders. I know he's always giving them to me. And I know he's not a respectful person. He deals with us differently based off of how he designed us, but yet he's still the same God. Amen. I know I want him to build the character in me, hallelujah, to be more like him. And I believe you do too. Hallelujah. We're on this earth to bring glory and honor to his name. So that others will see that light shining in us. I go out expecting my light to shine. When I go out, I expect to make a difference. I expect someone to see the light that's shining in me. So I can have the opportunity to either open up my mouth, smile at them, or whatever. Amen. Went out yesterday and invited a young lady to come out with me. And there was a woman that was disgruntled. I think it was a lady and her daughter. And they were sitting beside us. And I was just looking for an opportunity. As always, Lord, if you give me an opportunity, she was complaining. It's like I heard her complaining the whole time. I was like, Jesus. And I caught a glimpse of her before the end of the thing. And I just looked at her and smiled. And at the end, I said, you all have a wonderful day. And she said, thank you so much. And the rest of the day is going to be even better for you. She said, oh, thank you so much. I needed to hear that. We don't know what people are going through. Don't know why she was complaining and murmuring and grumbling. But at the end of the conversation, I got her to smile at me. That frown was turned upside down. And I got her to speak of kindness because kindness was spoken back to her. Amen. We have to look for those opportunities. As stated, we're God's mouthpieces. We're his feet. We're his hands. If he allows us to be a blessing, hallelujah, we don't get blessing to hoard it for ourselves. He blesses us to be a blessing. However the Spirit leads us to be that blessing, it's up to us to be obedient to do it. The young lady who I had to meet me, I tried to be a blessing. I wanted to be that blessing to her last week. It didn't work out. So I called her. I said, okay, we're going to do a do-over. Do you have a moment to be blessed? Come and she said, it's just a blessing just to talk to you. I said, okay, let's get in each other's presence. So we have to look for those opportunities and expect them. When I wake up in the morning, my mind is immediately said, it's an automatic thing. Lord, what is it you would have me to do today? I thank you. Lead me by your Spirit today. That's part of our character being renewed. And we want God to just be there every moment when we make a decision. Seeking him first makes a difference. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things. And everything else you have need of. Yeah, I got situations I'm believing God to work on and open out and how he's going to do them. I made my request to him, but I'm still going on about my daily activities and allowing him to do what he wants to do. We have to get to that point and stay. That becomes our lifestyle, people of God. Wanting God, hallelujah, to have his way, not our will. Be done. His will. That's the prayer he left us as an example. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. God's kingdom is in us. Hallelujah. He wants us to display it on this earth. We are his kingdom citizens. He gave us his plan, never changed. Hallelujah. I don't know what else he's going to have for us this month. But I know this is the month of divine order. God is always about order. And I love it because I want to be in his order. I don't want to be out of place. And if I get out of place, I want him to yank me back into place. I want to stay in my place in him. And he will show us. When we have that heart of hearts, and God has given that to each and every one of us. He's given that to us. When we have that heart and we allow him to work on our inner being, the very seat of our emotions, where he deals with, where he works on us at, where we give him the opportunity and we allow him to deal with us, which, as I stated, is a learning process. Hallelujah. But we have to allow it. God, the Holy Spirit, is a gentleman. He's not going to force us to do anything. We have to be, it has to be an act of our own will. And I just thank God. His nature is divine. His divine nature. And that's what we need to be partaking of. It's holy. Hallelujah. His divine nature is holy. Nobody can take that place in that divine nature. That's a place of God. He can dwell there. Amen. And when we get in his presence, in his inner court, in the inner court, in the holy of holies, hallelujah. You got some people that's serving God on the outer court, just going through the motions, trying to make themselves look good on the outside. No. God, what's in you going to show forth? God is a revealer of secrets. He's not going to stop. He's not going to stop. He loves us so much. And even if there's a scripture that says even the secret things belong unto the Lord. They belong to him. But he reveals them when it comes to our character to us because he's a revealer of secrets. He says that. I think that's in the book of Daniel. God reveals the secret things. Amen. And how are they going to be revealed? Corinthians said they're going to be revealed by fire. We got to go through some things. We got to say some stuff. Things happen in our lives. We don't understand why, Lord. Why not? He knows what he has to do to get our character built. Because we have people we have to reach. For such a time as this, we have nations. Hallelujah. Esther had a nation. Her people had to be delivered. We have nations that we have to speak to. I don't know what your nation is, but I know what mine is. And I want to be in the purpose of God as he's yet building my character. You know, some people put their trust so much in a person that if a person messes up, they mess up and they just go the other way. Well, where was your character at? Where was the root of your character? It couldn't have been in God. Because they fail, you fall. No, we have to get rooted and grounded in God, in Christ, in our inner man, in our heart of heart, in our character. And if a man falls, we pray for them, man, woman, we pray for them. But we got to stand on the wall continuously. Having done all to stand firmly in your place. You know who you are. God told you. He reminded you today if you forgot. We were created in his image. He put a stamp of approval. We are the apple of his eye. We can't forget that. We were chosen before the foundation of the earth, called out, hallelujah, for such a time as this. If you're listening in, if you're listening in live on the broadcast, or you're listening to the recording later, you're still appointed, anointed for such a time as this. It's your time to go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. Make sure it's not you and it's him leading you, guiding you, prompting you. Hallelujah. Another very familiar passage of scripture. I'm sure we've all read it, heard it. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have become new. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. They already knew, even if they haven't been manifested yet. Because our character is being built on the journey. The things are becoming new. They're already new, but that we're going through the steps and the processes and the procedures, hallelujah, for that newness to come forth to be manifested in our lives. Where we're seeing even growth in our own self. But that doesn't mean we get puffed up with pride because we're no longer there. That means, okay, we can help. God's going to help us see somebody else's character flaw in that area. And we'll be able to help them. That's what it's all about. Reaching out, helping others, amen, to come up a little higher. I remember during the pandemic, that was one of the words the Lord had spoke to me. He said, I'm calling my people up, even then, for such a time as this, coming up higher in me. That's what timing is. It's past time. We have gotten so comfortable, people of God. This world, so much we see, is fearful. Think about the hurricane and all that was going on there. Did some of them just say, Lord, have mercy? I saw people at the grocery store and going and getting tons and tons. And I was like, it was like you could just see fear rushing on people. You could just see it in their faces. Lord, have mercy. And then you had some believers doing that kind of stuff. And their conversation was just so whack. God is still on the throne. I was speaking to that storm, commanding death to come to it, commanding it to cease. Jesus did that. He spoke to the wind and the waves and they obeyed. He's our example, people of God. And then when I would hear the reports on the news, that's what you would see. What they was predicting, it got so, yes, we pray for the families, the ones that went through devastation and lost so much. But down here on this earth, all this stuff is going to fade and pass away. This is not it. That's what we got to remember. This is not it. We have to lay up treasures, not on earth, but in heaven. This is not it. Though God promised us the abundance here, we have the abundance, but we can't let it have us. He blessed us to be that blessing. Amen. To fund the kingdom, to help others, someone that's in need, doesn't have. We have to give. We have to be the blessing unto the poor. The poor is going to always be among us. But we got to be that blessing to them. However the Spirit leads you or leads us as a unified body, as individuals, hallelujah, God called us to be a blessing. He blessed us to be the blessing. My mind even went to the scripture. There was a scripture in Hebrews about the character of God. Hebrews 1. It's really that third verse, amen, talking about God's image. But God, that first verse, I'm just going to read it. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the Father by the prophet. So at various different times and many kind of ways, in several different kind of ways, through revelation, God spoke to the Father by the prophet. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. We read that in Genesis, but here we are in the New Testament talking about it. I just thank God for his word. Amen. And in that third verse, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Thank God for Jesus, the very express image of God's person, his glory. Hallelujah. Thank God that he came, that image, that character. Jesus was the character of God, and we ought to be the character of Jesus. Our characteristics of who we are has representations of God, kingdom citizen. Amen. Our character, hallelujah, needs to be built. And one scripture I want to leave you with, and that's very familiar passage of scripture as well in Philippians. Hallelujah. Most of these writings came out of Corinthians, Ephesians. Those were by Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up until the time of his return. Hallelujah. Developing that good work and perfecting, hallelujah, and bringing it to full completion in you. As Philippians 1 and 6, God is developing and doing a good work in you. We can't come down. We got to stay on the wall. What he started, he's going to finish it. Hallelujah. If any of you, I don't care whatever you may be struggling with today, what you might be struggling with someone, a family member, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit is going to help you live self-control through whatever that is. He's going to help you keep yourself together in that situation. Hallelujah. That's how God works. That's one of those attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, those nine attributes. Hallelujah. Which God visits us with. He gave us ten commandments, but he gave us nine gifts of the Spirit, nine attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. He just gave us all these different things to help us, to help build our character. Amen. Self-control is that indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, and that's one of those attributes of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. Amen. Just thanking God. So we just have to allow the Holy Spirit to help us to admit when there's a problem or something we're struggling with. It doesn't matter. We have to admit to him, we need your help. Holy Spirit, help me. We can't do it in ourselves. That's why he's here. He's our helper. He's our comforter. He leads us and guides us and helps us. That's why Jesus sent him back. That's why they all are one. God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, the Holy Spirit, our inward comforter that we have now. Hallelujah. They all work as one God. All one. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit and being able to admit to him that I need his help. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. If I need it, you do too. That's what God gave us. Hallelujah. Every tool he gave us, a means to help us on this life as we're learning Hallelujah. As God is dealing with us. And we have to let him deal with us. We have to let him help us. Amen. Because we want to come more and more like him. We want to hear him say, well done. Jesus even told us, behold, I have given you authority and power. We can tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Well, sometimes we give him too much credit. You hear people talking more about the devil than they're talking about God. We got it twisted. Come on, people of God. We got it twisted. We got to get it right. Hallelujah. Our words are power. Our words are life. We have to call those things that be like God did, as not as though they were. We have to call them forth. We create with our mouth. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we're going to eat the fruit of whatever we're saying. Watch what you say. Ask the Lord to keep a guard over your mouth and the door of your lips. Hallelujah. That's mentioned in the scriptures too, in Psalms or Proverbs. Might be Psalms. We know it's in there. You probably heard it. I know I've read it. Hallelujah. Because it's a constant thing I ask the Lord to do for me. Keep a guard over my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. The words that come out of this mouth are power. We're powerful beings. Amen. We little gods. We are Jesus. Jesus is our brother in the spirit realm. Amen. Thank God for Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach. I thank God, Yahweh, Adonai, hallelujah, for his order, how he's helping us to get it together over and over again. And he won't stop. He's going to keep doing it right up until Jesus comes back. He's coming, saints. We got to be ready. I want to be ready when he comes. I believe you do too. I just thank God, hallelujah, that he's helping me get ready. He's helping you get ready. Isn't that an awesome God? We serve an awesome God. My mind even went to a movie I watched on Friday night. I just want to, and I'm going to close out with this. It was called Discarded Things. That movie was so powerful. Discarded things. When you think about something that's discarded, it's something that's not wanted anymore. Something you want to do with something or someone you want to do away with. You don't want to deal with it. And it had faith in it too. And there was this preacher, hallelujah, Lord have mercy, who was so into it. He was full of pride. He was so into his church and what his church was doing. He had a daughter. And you know, he was so hard on her, and he commanded his wife around, and I was like, woof. He commanded her around as if she was his slave and not his wife, and his daughter. He was doing the same thing with her, and then she ended up getting pregnant. Well, she was raped by a deacon in the church, and she told him, and he didn't believe her, so he gave her baby away. It was just something. And so it just skipped from the, and it would show clippings of her has, and the woman who played this character, hallelujah, they were going to talk about character. The woman who played this character, her name is Karen. She was also in the movie War Room. But she played the teacher, the daughter. She was there as a grown woman. She was the preacher's daughter, the pastor's daughter. And it was just so amazing. To make a long story short, she ended up being an alcoholic. Her husband got killed, but she had a high-paying job as a professor. She was a music professor. But then she ended up going to serve, a homeless shelter. It was a shelter for troubled teens. And there were six kids there, and they all had problems. One of the young girls was pregnant. And come to find out, the guy and his wife who were over the home was her son. And he was given away, hallelujah, he was discarded by her father, hallelujah, but she prayed and she made birthday cards for him every year, hallelujah. It was just an amazing, and a couple of my friends had already saw the movie, but it just blessed me to know that some of us, even on this line, were talked about or discarded, But God never discards us. He puts us into the equation. He turns things around and makes a miracle. Some places that you, as you stay with God and allow him to build your character, he will open doors that you will be like, what? You'll be trying to figure out, how did that happen? God's about our character and building our character. He doesn't discard us. He doesn't throw us away. Man might throw you away and put you down and try to say you're not this or not that, but God is for us. And I thank him. He loves us so much. He won't throw in a towel on us. Hallelujah. He's long-suffering. He has unconditional love. And I thank him for that. I thank you for your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of listening. I'm unmuting the line. Hallelujah. If you have a comment or question concerning the message or anything, you can be free to open up, or if you have a prayer request, I'll be more than glad to pray with you and believe God with you. We have to just continue to depend on God to build our character. Amen. The lines are open. Hallelujah.
I'm listening. And my phone keeps cutting you off. I tell you, my phone is hung up on you probably 10 times this morning while I'm moving around. And then, it must be something I need to say, but I just, as you were talking, I'm thinking about the passage in Hebrews 12 where he talks about the Lord's discipline and all the things that he allows us to go through is for our good. See, he don't cause everything, but he allows everything. There's nothing that we go through in life that he don't allow. He allows it for our good. It's uncomfortable.
Amen.
We think about discipline. I can think about disciplines and, you know, for my parents. I think about some disciplines I got when I was little. They're impressionable. Hard times are impressionable. And that's why they're good for development. And but that word discipline means training. Some of us may think about discipline in a negative light, but discipline is training. In that passage in Hebrews, he says, "But it works out fruits of righteousness for those who are trained by it." So we got to allow and view the hardship in our life. That if God allowed it, he's aiming to work it for our good. Romans 8:28. You know, like you said, I was thinking about that verse earlier. Philippians 1 says the work he started, he's going to complete it. And everything he allowed in our life is part of that work. So we got to endure it. So we don't get bitter, but we get better. And we got to view all of life, the good and the bad, as God allowing it, him working it for our good. So I thank you for that word, character, this morning.
Amen.
Oftentimes we're concerned with comfort, but God is more concerned with character. And he allows that discomfort to come in our lives. So, anyway, love you. Thank you.
Amen. Love you too. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. He allows, the discipline to help build that character. Hallelujah. Any other comments or prayer requests? Thank you, Father.
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you for the word. You make it so plain to understand. And I just want to thank the Lord for you and thank you for bringing the word, the uncompromised word. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, my sister Elaine. Amen. Any other comments or prayer requests? Praise God. Praise God. Well, at this time, we're just going to close out in prayer, in a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time that you gathered a few of your people together. We just thank you, Lord God, from near, far, close. God, you know. We just thank you for how you're going to continue to mold and shape our day. We're going to continue to depend on you for character building. Hallelujah. As you're building in us character, hallelujah. Yes, you're engineer. You do engineer and you orchestrate situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. To help us to build our character, to bring that discipline that we need. It all builds our character. And we thank you for that, Father. As we're going through this learning process called life in God, We thank you. You're doing your thing. Help us to do ours in you, God. Now, as we go about this day, we thank you for granting us travels of mercy, God. As we go to different, some of us may be going to different services, whether it's in locally in or online. God, we just thank you. We're going with the expectation of hearing the word from you. Once again, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for every opportunity you give us to let our light so shine before me, that they will see our good works and come and glorify you, the Father, which is in heaven. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about the King and his kingdom. And help us to keep that at the forefront of our minds. Hallelujah. And it will help us to stay humble before you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, help us not to get prideful or boastful, but help us to stay humble under your mighty hand. And in due time, hallelujah, you will exalt us. We thank you for that as we even go about this week. We thank you for going forth before us, preparing the way, every step of the way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we thank you, and we love you. Go forth in the shalom peace of God. Hallelujah. Until the next time, shalom.
Shalom.